we'll probably come back at least one more time, B'nai Mitzvashem, to the Ramban of Ki HaMitzvah Hazos. But for today, let's move a few psukim earlier in the parsha. Umal Hashem Elokecha. So Pasuk Vav, Umal Hashem Elokecha Zdavavcha, Vestavav Zarecha, V'yahava Es Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, L'man Chayecha. So what does Milas Halev mean? So the Ramban says, Umal Hashem Lekech is the Bavcha. Zehu Sha'amro, Boli Tahem Messiah Nosa. Right, Chazal say that Haboli Tahem is Messiah Nosa, and Haboli Tamei is Poschen Lo. So the Ramban says, that's what Umal Hashem Lekech is the Bavcha means. Mavtichacha shetoshev elav b'chol levavcha v'hu yazor oscha. B'nerim min ha'ksuvim inyan zeh she'omer. The Ramban now is introducing a second pshat in Umal Hashem Lekech is levavcha. The first pshat is that Umal Hashem Lekech is levavcha is the same idea as that which Chazal present in different words of Bali Tahir Messiah also. It's as if, you know, when a person is walking, so, you know, someone puts his arm around the person and you know, helps him accelerate. But that's the Bali Tahir, right? Or puts the hand under the arm and, you know, and helps propel him forward. That's the first pshat. Then the Ramban goes on to say, no, there's a second pshat here. So this Ramban is very, very difficult to get a handle on. So unfortunately, I'm not gonna. We'll be left with lots of questions, but we'll try to comment just on one main point, which is sort of at least somewhat independent of all the difficulties. Ubaonesh kirtzonam bira. Avalimosa Mashiach tiyaha bechira betov lahem teva. Lo yis avalahem halev, lemasha ena roi, lo yachbots bakla. Vihi hamila hanizkeres kan. Ki hachemda vahataiva orla lalev. Umol halev, ush lo yachmo, lo yis ave. The Yosha Odom Bizman Hahu in Yemosa Mashiach, La Shahoya Kodom Chetel Shal Odom Harishon, Shahoya Osa Betivo Masha Roi Lassos, Vlahoya Lo Bitson O Dova Vahipucho, Kamosha Perashi Beseda Bracious, and in Parag Bays, Posak Tess. The man says that Lo Osa Lov in Yemosa Mashiach, human nature is going to be different than it is today. Today, we have desires. We don't just react to circumstances and don't make decisions just purely rationally. There's all kinds of sort of non-rational factors that we experience. And it's not sort of, it's not sort of on it's not automatic that we do what's right. It requires a very deliberate decision on our part. When I don't know if your alarm goes off in the morning, and I don't know, you're still tired, so it's not teva to but it's time to get up and go daven and v'chul. It's not teva, you know. Maybe we're miskaven, maybe we're not miskaven, but either way, if anything, the teva is to throw the alarm clock against the wall and go back to sleep. That's the that's the tub. And the Asad Lab and Yasim Sheikh won't feel like that. The person will be sickly. Again, whereas now sort of sikhli is one dimension that kind of competes with other forces, then that will be the force. Now, with what the Ramban says now, this is part of sort of what muddies the waters. But Yosheva Odom Bizman Hahula Shahaya Kodem Chetel Shal Odom Mavishan Shahaya Oser B'Tivu Masha Roy Lasas V'Lohaya Lo B'Tzon Odobe V'Hipucho K'Moshe Perashi B'Sei Debreshes. The way will be in Yemosa Mashiach is the way Adam Rishon was Kodem Achet. So somehow or other, I mean, Adam Rishon did manage to sin, right? So this is sort of one of the places where it begins becomes challenging to understand what exactly the Ramban is talking about when he says doing Tov V'Teva. He certainly doesn't mean it in a sense of being programmed. Adam Rishon wasn't conflicted. Asad Lava, we won't be conflicted either. Again, so how did he sin? So I don't know, let's either temporarily or more than temporarily bracket that question. Again, so we sort of, you know, refer to it as the Yetzer Tov points us in one direction, the Yetzer Hara points us in another direction, but we're always conflicted, and that's sort of how our Bechira expresses itself in, you know, how we resolve that conflict and what we decide to do, and you know, someone provokes you, so do you respond or don't you respond, and a person has a taiva, does he indulge the taiva, does he not indulge the taiva, does the person feels tired, maybe a little bit lazy, does a person give in to that, or is a person miskabe? So we're always conflicted. That's and it's something, and we experience both internally, right? We experience both internally. That's the reality that exists now, that we know, that we live. And lo'asadlavo, that human nature won't be such. We won't be conflicted. Lo'asadlavo, so, I mean, the Ramban in Bereshis even compares it to you know, the way the sun, he quotes his nusach in Kiddush Levana, that Paul Emes, Shepulasam Emes, referring to the the sun, the moon, just as the sun and the moon are not conflicted, they just do what they're supposed to do. So that's the way we're going to be, lo asid lovo. And that's what the Milas HaLeif here refers to. So again, this is not explaining what Habali Tam is saying or something. That's why it's clear that this is a second pshat that the Ramban is giving in the pasuk. The first one says, no, Umal Hashem Lekach Levavcha is talking about what happens in every instance of tshuva that Habali Tam is saying. And the second pshat, as we mentioned in talking about the previous Ramban, is working off the fact that what the Ramban says in Pasuk Aleph, that this is talking about the ultimate geula. It's not just talking about a tshuva that happens in the course of history, but a tshuva that happens at the culmination of history.
Is it possible that he's just saying the second answer kind of a follow-up to the first answer? Meaning that the byproduct of being entire yourself, and what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Azara look like? It's that La'asid, there's not going to be any of this anymore.
So you can say, how are they one?
Meaning, the first time that he's saying that Abel Tarim Asayin was so, but the second answer is almost as a follow-up to it. It's not that he's saying something different. It's that he's saying, what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help going to look like when he's Mesayeyu? Eventually, you're going to tire yourself to such a degree that La'asir, when Mashiach comes, so the tire is going to be to such a degree that there's not going to be any kind of ratzon to do evil anymore. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help looks like.
That's what it will look like then, you mean?
Yeah.
But it's not what it looks like now. But Habali Tam HaSayin HaSoz is true now also, or no?
It's true for what it is now, but the degree in which it manifests itself later on will be to a much more, I guess, higher majiga.
Okay, so then it's... But either way, it's sort of two pshatim in... Whether Umal Hashem Lekach is Levavcha is sort of describing tshuva at any point, or whether it's describing dafka the tshuva nachas hayom. But it remains two pshatim in terms of that, even according to that formulation. V'zel mash amar kosuv b'yirmiyah, hine yomim boim nu'um Hashem, v'charati esbeis Yisrael v'esbeis Yehuda b'ris chadosha, lo k'b'ris asher karati zavasechem, וגומר כי זוס הבריס אשר אכלס אסבס ישראל אחרי יום ממהמה נסעתי תורסי בקרבם ועליבם אכתבנה וזהו ביטל יצהרה ועשוס הלב בטבעו מעשהו הראוי. ולכך עם האור ויסי להם לאלוקים, והם יהיו לי לעם, ולא ילמדו עוד אישס ואיר ואישס אוכב למודעו אס השם, כי כולם ידעו עושי למקוטלם ועד גודלם, גדולם, ובידוע כי לצה לב עוד אמר מן אונו, וצריכם ללמד עושם, אלא שיזבטו יצפם בזמן ההוא לגמרי, וכן נאמר ביחס גם נסעתי לכם לב חודש, ורוח חדוש שאתן בקרבכם, ועשיסי עשר שבחוקי תלכו, והלב החודש ימוז לטבע, והרוח לחפץ ולרצון. So it's interesting, both of the psukim that Ramban quotes, both in Yirmiyo and Yecheskel, I'm sorry, I didn't realize we weren't going to be in our regular room. Can you have the Rambam have the sugar for the test on the bills? So the Rambam writes in test base, the Fisher Ba'osan Hayomim, referring to Yomos HaMashiach, Tarve Hadeo V'Hachochma V'Ha'emes, Shenema Ki Molo Oretz Deos Hashem, V'Nema V'Lo Yilamdu Od Ishes Re'ehu. That's the Rambam's, those are the Rambam's psukim from Yirmiyahu, V'Lo Yilamdu Od Ishes Re'ehu, that's in the same parsha as the Psukim Ramban is quoting from Yechezkel. Bnesha also Hamelach Shiyamud Mizera David, Baal Chochma Ye Yesem Mishlomo, Venovi Godel who Karov Mimosha Rabbeinu. The Fichach Yelamed Kol Ha'on, Vyore Osam Darach Hashem, Vyavo Kol Hagoyim Lashoma. So this is, the Rambam says, Aval Yemosu Mashiach Olam Hazeh, Olam Kirin Hagel Noheg, Ela Sheha Malchus Tachsol Yisrael, Ukva Omu Chachamim HaRishonim, Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Yemosu Mashiach, Ela Shibin Malchus Bilvad. So how did the Rambam learn Pshat in the Ramban's Psukim, that the Ramban understands to be depicting that in Yemos HaMashiach, human nature is going to be totally transformed. So the Chora, the Yisod is as follows. I think there are Dak comments. The Dak in Tilim. Einechal Avach Yisaberu V'ato Nosim HaMasachlon V'ita. And so we read the Pasuk, so we imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running a soup kitchen, and you know, and the animals are lining up, and all the bugs are lining up, and all the fish are lining up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doling out the whatever the soup du jour is in the soup kitchen. So the Radak says no, that's not what it means. So that in Tanakh, we find, I think the Rambam has this idea in other contexts also. I don't know offhand if he says it about this pasuk directly. And in Tanakh, when things are attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can mean either of two things. Either it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it the way we think it always means. Or what it can mean is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first cause. But it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it in an immediate sense. What does that mean? Let's say when it rains. So when it rains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, you know, not standing there with buckets of water and pouring the water down on our fields to make the crop grow. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created a world in which there are natural processes which generate rain. And in that sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first and only voluntary cause. Everything else is just, you know, acting as a machine. So in that sense, it's attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of in an interventionist sense doing it now. So the Radak says, "Einechal elachi yisabev atanusen hamsachlan biito," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where everything that exists has its food. There's grass for the animals to graze on, and that's true for everything in the Bria. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that there's that everything finds ochlam beito. So the Rambam clearly is understanding the Pshat here as follows. But when it says that the Vahasirosi is Leifa Evan Mipsachim, so it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intervening and changing human nature. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, as a first cause, by sending the Melech HaMashiach, helps to create conditions in which we, exercising our Bechira, will elevate ourselves to an entirely different level. And that's what he's describing there, that the way these nevuahs materialize is because the Melech HaMashiach is his chachma surpasses that of Shlomo HaMelech. His nevuah obviously cannot and does not equal that of Moshe Rabbeinu, but even the phrase Karov mi Moshe Rabbeinu is an extraordinary depiction. And in that sense, so this great, again, leaving Moshe Rabbeinu aside, incomparable Chacham HaTorah is going to have such an influence. Again, but that's a natural process. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it again? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding the cats? What does it mean that he's feeding the goats? It means that he's responsible for the process. In that instance, the process is entirely natural. In our process, again, it's also natural, not natural to the exclusion of our bechira and functioning as we ordinarily do. So for the Ramban, let's say Umala Shana Kachas Lavavcha, Lasiros is Lev Evan Mipsacha, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing human nature. Okay, the Ramban says it's reverting back to what it was called a Machet, but if your frame of reference is the way we exist now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing human nature. And for the Rambam, A, it doesn't mean he's changing human nature. And what does it mean? What does the Lev Chodesh mean? What does the Milas HaLev mean? No, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by sending the Melech HaMashiach, is the first cause in a process that results in Umolo Ords, Deis Hashem. And that's why V'loyamdu Ishas Re'ehu. When now we have to teach each other, because one person knows more, one person knows less, one person has Yiras Shamayim, and the other person is deficient. But then, because of Molo Atzdeis Hashem, because of the influence from the Melech HaMashiach, so then all that will be unnecessary. But it's not. It doesn't represent a this wholesale change in human nature.
Does the Rambam learn that after in his pshat, let's go see us later, that we'll get to a point of switching the Tadar?
I think that can't be, because Ein Ben Olam Zalim Osam Shech Al Shivan Matos Bilvad, what is true, according to the Rambam, is that, the spiritually, not physically, but spiritually, the world we live in, whereas the world we live in today, helps besides our own, internal psyche, the world we live in today helps create and generate Nisyonos, so the spiritual climate in Yiras HaMashiach will be one that on the contrary, gives chizuk. But that's not a change in teva. It's not a change in teva. It's not a change b'chlal. It's sort of like saying, I don't know what happens if you, move from some crazy city where everyone's pirates to a city where people are all Yirei Shamayim. That's not a change in teva. It's not something supernatural. And that's what the Rambam is describing, and that's what it means. Mamash, the same psukim that the Ramban quotes, the same psukim, and in what sense? So if it's not the supernatural, so what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible as the first cause in sending the Melech HaMashiach, who's responsible for that spiritual climate that will exist. Okay.